Good afternoon. It is 1:36 PM and it's Wednesday, I think. Yes, it is Wednesday. It's the 10th of September as well. So, I'm still trying to get time to do audio booze. It's not that I don't have time. It's just kind of finding, you know, a nice time where I can just sit down and do it. Recently, I've not been doing very well because I've had various reasons. I've just started getting a cold, even though I've just gotten over what was like the worst cold ever, but it's clearly not completely gone. As I don't know if you can hear from my voice that I sound a bit kind of bunged up. I'm not feeling amazing, but also the main issue is my back. If anyone knows me very well, you'll know I suffer from really nasty back pain. I've gone through so much to try and find out what on earth's wrong. I've had blood tests, I've had x-rays, and most of the response just gives me painkillers. But the thing is, this has been going on for since my daughter was, well, since I was six, 8 weeks pregnant, sorry, not six, 8 weeks pregnant. That was when I was rushed to A&E because they thought it was an ectopic pregnancy. But since then, I've continued. During early pregnancy, I didn't really have many more problems after that. Then second trimester, I had some problems with my back. And then third trimester was horrible, absolutely horrible. With my son, I had none of these problems at all. First trimester I had really quite nasty morning sickness. Although it was mostly afternoon sickness, so I call it morning sickness. So that sucked. But the second trimester was actually quite nice. I kind of felt good, I looked good. My skin was all nice, my hair was all nice. The general kind of thing that you get from being pregnant around that time, you get that whole sort of glow feel. And I did, I feel great. And then the third trimester, I just kind of felt like a penguin, really. I kind of felt like I was just sort of waddling around. especially when he went overdue, and it just literally kind of felt like this big fat thing just waddling around, going, and that was it, really. It was just uncomfortable, really. And feeling quite big compared to what I usually was like. Whilst my daughter was just pain through and through, really. So it was completely different. So today, this morning, I got up my usual time. In fact, my son woke us up before we really were up. Thanks very much, Alex. And I got up. I felt really bad. I've been taking codeine, actually, which is pretty strong stuff, actually, that I was given by the doctor because of my back pain, and I've still got a couple left, and they're quite a high dose. The trouble is with these, they do make me feel real bad after taking them. I took one last night, and I woke up, and I felt horrendous. My muscles were feeling sore, my back was in absolute agony, and I was just feeling really tired as well, and I've not felt like that in a while. The last time I felt really tired was because I was on antidepressants, and what was happening there was I was wide awake and totally buzz, and I couldn't really find a good medium with using those antidepressants, and I ended up, that's kind of why I'm no longer on antidepressants right now. Long story, I won't talk about that right now. Although if anyone's listening who is suffering with depression, please don't do that. If you want to come off your antidepressants, please talk to your doctor first. And also make sure you've got some kind of help as you kind of wean yourself off. But yes, speak to your doctor before you do that. Anyway, what was I saying? So yeah, my back pain's been going for a very long time. And this morning, like I said, I was feeling really bad, and I just thought, sod it, you know what, I'm going to ring today, I will force myself to go on the bus and get there, and I will say, look, my health is to, and I agree, I need to see a physiotherapist. I need help. This is ridiculous. Because to give you an idea of how bad it is, I find really difficult to do. I can't pick up my children. And I don't mean just my 4-year-old, I mean my baby. If I pick her up, especially for a long period, which I did quite a few times yesterday, I will suffer. Within a couple of hours, I will know about the pain. And yeah, I definitely found the pain once I woke up, because clearly the painkillers kind of made me numb to the pain, and then I woke up realising, yeah, that bloody hurt. So, I can't pick up my daughter, my 13-month-old. If I bend down to do the washing, so if I go put washing dirty clothes into the washing machine or empty the washing machine, that hurts my back. When I'm reaching up, so putting up things like washing on the washing line, I'm going to have to reach up for that. Putting food away in, or things like that, where I have to kind of reach up, because I am quite short. Remember, I am only about 5'2", 5'3", so I do a lot of reaching up. I do have stools, but you still have to reach up sometimes. So, reaching up, reaching down, any of that kind of stuff, that can really hurt it. And I'm not talking about, ooh, ow, that kind of sort of twinge. I mean, to the point where, I'm talking about, these are basic things that you and I are going to be doing every single day. Say, for example, yesterday, I took my son to school, so that meant picking my daughter up out of the cot. So I'm picking her up, holding her, putting her in the putting a clean nappy on, putting her on a high chair, taking her out the high chair, cleaning her up, putting her in the pushchair, taking my son to school, coming back, taking my daughter out of the pushchair. And yesterday I also had the Tesco delivery. I had to take all the food and stuff, which did have help at that time, but having to put that food away. So that's, things like cans, breads, sort of various things, light and heavy, vegetables, packet food, but a lot of tins and frozen food that's quite heavy. What else? I'm trying to think what else I did yesterday. Washing. I had to take the washing in, put some more washing out. And of course I put in washing in the washing machine and took it out the washing machine. And my son played outside with some of the children he met, and my daughter also played outside, which, because she can't walk or anything, I was holding her. So all that has left me in absolutely agony today. It kind of made me realise that, I shouldn't really be made to live like this. I mean, shouldn't every mom, every person who's always been able, always felt able, be able to get an answer as to why they can't do these basic things in life? I understand that some people can't do these things because whatever reason, but they have an answer, they have a reason and everything. And I don't have a reason, I don't have an answer. And that's what I want. I want either to fix it, fix whatever's wrong with my back, I don't care how, or just an answer would be nice. I'm going to do a part 2 because I'm running out of time here.